This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. In Colorado Springs, more than 1,000 people took part in a teacher strike yesterday, according to organizers. Those educators are protesting the loss of a union agreement with the city's School District 11. Picketers flooded Acacia Park downtown for an afternoon rally. Colorado Springs Education Association Vice President Jacqueline Robertson urged the crowd to vote out the incumbent school board.
We are the line! And we will not let them dismantle our schools. We will not let them endanger our students.
It was the first teacher strike in El Paso County in 50 years. In Northwest Colorado Springs, 5 years of work to reclaim the Mountainside Scar is now complete. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Tens of thousands of native plants are now growing on the re-landscaped slope of the former Pikeview Quarry. Jerry Schnabel ran the mine for decades and is overseeing its reclamation. He says the types of new vegetation were determined by the city, state, and U.S. Forest Service.
We planted in three different seasons, three different summers. This last year has been entirely all non-irrigated, no artificial watering, and it's looking very healthy and thick.
Schnabel says a state-level review of the reclamation project is scheduled for later this month. Once the final approval happens, he says the mining company wants to offer the property to the city as a donation. That could come by the end of the year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And in Metro Denver, a sergeant for the Aurora Police Department has been arrested by the FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force. The charges involve electronic exchanges on the internet. The Aurora Police Department says he is on paid administrative leave. This is CPR News and KRCC.